In another sign of rosy relations between Russia and its Cold War enemies, a new partnership between Russia and NATO will top the agenda at a gathering in Iceland this week. NATO foreign ministers are expected to give the stamp of approval to the NATO-Russia Council. It's a new body, with Russia sitting side by side with the NATO allies, working on joint policies. But NPR news analyst Daniel Shore says that even as NATO broadens its outlook, its influence is waning.
More than a half century ago in Brussels, I was present at the creation of NATO. Soon it appears I may be present at the cremation. From 12 members, the alliance has grown to 19 and counting, plus a special relationship with Russia, the one-time adversary. The North Atlantic Alliance becomes also the Baltic, the Adriatic, and the Black Sea Alliance, losing meaning as it grows. NATO originally was an arrangement to extend America's nuclear umbrella over war-ravaged West European countries and West Germany, which were fearful of Stalin's expansionist designs. In return for that protection, West Europe accepted American political and economic leadership and an integrated military command for which the popular General Dwight Eisenhower was brought out of retirement. Today, the Bush administration operates through NATO less and less and parts company with Europe more and more on issues from Cuba to Iraq, from global warming to war crimes prosecution. The European Union is putting together its own military force outside NATO. Alliances define themselves by whom they are against. In Europe, that is increasingly the United States. A bestseller in Europe is a book like The World We're In by British editor Will Hutton, whose theme is the marked growth of American selfishness and introversion. In France, analyst Philippe Grasse writes of American irresponsibility and ignorance. A new transatlantic controversy over nuclear doctrine is developing. The European allies were never happy about America's retaining the right to decide on its own when it would use nuclear weapons. The abrogation of the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty was widely condemned in Europe. Now the latest American nuclear posture statement is interpreted in Europe as indicating that the Bush administration intends to develop a scaled-down nuclear missile that it might use on its own against a non-nuclear foe. NATO expansion continues, headed towards 26 members. Russia will get a seat at the council table. President Bush at the NATO summit will probably repeat the dictum that the alliance is the key to the security policy of the United States. But that is mainly nostalgia. NATO basically went out of business when the Berlin Wall came down. This is Daniel Shore.